As I mentioned, one fun thing last night, going to the Owen Park Band Shell, had our puppies. My daughter's there with Nicole's hair salon, and wasn't overly busy with that, but people wanted to hold these puppies. Four of them, one spoken for, the little boy, Honey, the brown one. The other three black ones are, we're waiting to find the interest. But anyhow, speaking of that, walking our two dogs yesterday, and the things you see in life, and the thing I saw was, again, Omaha Street near our house, very busy these days. They're continuing to do the work on Birch Street, moving along. They've got the curbs done. Eventually, the road's going to get in, and it's going to be nicer than ever. But anyhow, this car goes driving by, and there's a dog out the passenger front window, another big dog as well out the passenger side on the right side, right? And the rear passenger side. And then I see another dog, a good-sized dog in the back. But the two out, sticking their heads out the window, just barking up a storm. I don't know, it was just peculiar. And it crossed my mind, like, are they going to jump out of the vehicle? Which obviously didn't happen. But anyhow, yeah, I guess we haven't had much for the big dogs. We've been more of the small dog variety. It is left-handers day. If you're a lefty, like my wife is, and our oldest, Evelyn, happy left-handers day, I guess, today. Also, in 1942, Walt Disney's animated feature Bambi premiered at Radio City Music Hall in New York. And this is the day 9 years ago, swimmer Michael Phelps ended his career at the Rio Olympics as part of winning the 4x100 medley relay, his record 23rd gold medal. And our devotional thought today comes from Robert Morgan's On This Day. The best bite-sized way I know to learn church history. For August 13th, it's titled Maximus. Maximus Confessor was born in Constantinople about 580. His family belonged to the old Byzantine aristocracy, and Maximus was afforded a good education. He proved an able leader and became imperial secretary under Emperor Heraclius. But he resigned. Driven by spiritual passion, he entered a monastery and eventually became the abbot. His theological and literary skills blossomed. The Greek church was inundated with his writings, and men as brilliant as John Scotus Erigena in the west and John of Damascus in the east drew wisdom from his pen. In the course of time, Maximus led the fight against a heresy called monothelitism, the teaching that Jesus had a divine but no human will. This became the fight of his life. For many years, Maximus in the East and Pope Martinus I in the Western Church held the line for orthodoxy that Christ has two natures, human and divine, and two wills, not separated or mixed, but in harmony. The emperor, unimpressed, advanced monothelitism. Pope Martinus was deposed, imprisoned with common criminals, exposed to cold and hunger, and finally banished to a cavern on the Black Sea where he died in 655. Maximus was treated even worse. Though now a feeble 73-year-old man, he was seized, dragged across the empire, placed on trial in Constantinople, and banished to a remote spot where he suffered greatly from cold and hunger. After several months, a commission was sent to interview him, headed by Theodosius, bishop of Caesarea, a monothelist. Maximus so eloquently defended the two natures of Christ that Theodosius left a converted man. Another delegation was sent, and the emperor offered Maximus great rewards to convert to monothelitism and great suffering if he refused. He refused and was beaten, spat on, robbed of his possessions, imprisoned for 6 years, then flogged. His tongue and right hand were, pretty rough here. He was displayed at a pillory in each of the 12 quarters of the city, then imprisoned for the rest of his life, which proved only a few weeks. He died on this day, August 13th, 662, at the age of 82, but his sufferings paved the way for the triumph of his doctrine. Okay, so that's a rough one there from On This Day, our closing verse from John 1:14. Robert Morgan, the Word became a human being and lived here with us. We saw his true glory, the glory of the one and only Son of the Father. From him, all the kindness and all the truth of God have come down to us. So, a Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show with a wonderful prize on the line. It is a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins from Culver's.
Hey, that's great. Something you can redeem at any one of the Culver's locations around here. And we're going to head to the phones here in a second. The question carrying this over from Trivia Tuesday, the average guy buys one of these every 3 years.
And some of the, well, again, 723-255, 723-2555. Anybody calling yet?
Not seeing anything okay. Right now.
So, Sam, let's share some of the wrong guesses from yesterday. They started with somebody saying a car.
A lawnmower.
Grill.
Winter coat.
Wallet.
Pair of socks.
Razor or beard trimmer.
A hat.
TV.
Lottery ticket.
Shoes.
Belts.
A new phone.
Chainsaw.
A set of tires.
And car battery. And we'll see here if any of these are going to head to the phones right now. We're going to see, Mark, if Sam can wrangle the phones today.
I know you can.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Rochelle Eau Claire.
Rochelle, I think.
Rochelle. Okay, Rochelle, what's your guess?
A computer mouse.
A computer mouse. Oh, the average guy buys a computer mouse every 3 years.
That's getting specific. Not a computer, but not a pad, but a computer mouse. Could that be it? Sorry.
Not Rochelle. Quite what we're looking for here.
Keep the guesses going for the free medium concrete mixer from Culver's, 723-2555.
All right, the calls keep coming in here. Moving on to this next caller. Good morning. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
Hey, Toby.
All right, sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Great guess.
Buying sunglasses every 3 years. I feel like that might be a long time for sunglasses to last, at least in my case.
Okay.
Unfortunately, not quite.
Sorry, Toby.
What we're looking for there.
All right. Thanks to Rochelle and Toby for playing so far. Let's keep the calls going at 723-2555. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. Can you get it without a clue? Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my bad. I pushed the wrong button again. All right, try that one more time. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Come on. How about a watch?
A watch. Buying one watch every 3 years.
Well, they've changed and they've gotten smaller. You know, it seems like they've got these little tiny smart. And it's amazing how much information they can pack into those little babies.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, but
it's not it.
Quite. Not quite. What
I delayed the
for
buzz
there.
For you, Tony. So.
Okay.
All right. All right, the average guy buys what every 3 years?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Oh, good morning. You're on the air. All right, we're going to try moving on to the next one here.
Hi, you're on. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Charlie from Strum.
Hi, Charlie.
And I'm guessing lawnmower blades.
Lawnmower blades, getting rather than just a lawnmower.
Oh, that's very specific.
Could it be mower blades that we were trying to stump you with? Is that it, Sam?
No, sorry. Not quite. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. One of these every 3 years.
Looking more and more like it's going to be after 7:45 with a clue, but anybody else with a guess here?
All right, moving on to this next caller. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Adam from Eau Claire.
Hey, Adam.
I'm going to go with an anniversary present.
An anniversary present?
Every 3 years? That's a little risky.
Yeah, that's not wise at all.
No, it's not.
All right. An anniversary present, says Adam. All right. Thanks. So,
a little off the mark there. How many more should we go, Mark?
If we got three more, we'll do three more.
All right. Let's go to this next caller here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Try that one more time for me.
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony, what do you think this time?
A belt.
That was guessed, I think, wasn't it?
Was it? Yes, it was guessed.
Okay.
Did you want
belt.
A bonus guess?
Wiper blades.
Wiper blades.
All right, great guess.
We had mower blades, wiper blades. I mean, kind of in the same category.
Yep. But not it, sorry.
Not quite.
All right, two more guesses here. Otherwise, we'll push it off to clue time after 7:45.
All right, another caller. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Welcome to the show.
We've got kind of alternating callers here.
Yep.
Today.
I noticed that. Okay. Might have hung up on me on that one. Okay, let's try again. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Sam. This is Linda, and good morning.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
An umbrella?
An umbrella every 3 years. That's a great guess.
Handy things umbrellas are.
but not it. One more guess here until we go after 7:45 for the Culver's free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins. I know Caleb and I would use a little bit of, you know, the Reese's for one of them.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too. I like me some Reese's.
All right. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Well, what's your name? Where are you calling
good
from?
Good morning. You're on the air.
Rochelle, Eau Claire.
All right, Rochelle, you started us. Close us out here.
Is it a mouse pad?
A mouse pad.
Yeah, okay, so a computer mouse, if it's not a computer mouse. She's stuck on that one, and now she says a mouse pad. Sam, is that it?
It is not quite what right. we are looking for.
We're back after 7:45 with our first clue, and we will put our heads together and figure out what that might be.
Okay, sounds good.
Win It Wednesday, round two, and finally, a clue.
That's right. So we've been giving you this question. The average guy buys one of these every 3 years. The average guy buys what every 3 years? And we've decided, so the phrasing is the average guy buys one of these every 3 years. But this clue that we're going to give you is saying that this is not actually a gender-specific item.
Right. So once you finally answer, you're going to go, oh, yeah, that's not necessarily something you associate that it has to be. It's guy-related necessarily. So,
yes.
All right, so there we go. Not a gender-specific item. Does that help? That's our clue. 723-255 for a delicious, free, medium concrete mixer and your choice of two mix-ins from Culver's.
That's right. Waiting on a couple callers right now. Again, 715-723-2555. The average guy, but not necessarily just guys, will buy one of these every 3 years. We'll buy one of what every 3 years? 715-723-2555.
I mean, the average woman may buy one, you know, more often. I don't know.
This is true. This is true. No callers yet. Oh, we got some coming through. We're going to see if Sam can wrangle the phones here again for 7:45. Okay, I think we got it. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Just press it again.
Yep, try that one more time.
Scott from Hawkins.
Okay, Scott, what's your guess?
The guess is underwear.
Underwear.
Okay.
All right, that's a good guess. You got to eventually. Gets years. Holes in it, whatever. Is that it? Sorry. Again, yeah, I guess that necessarily wouldn't be specific, gender-specific. But anyhow, our hint is not a gender-specific item.
Correct.
So, 723-2555.
More callers coming in here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Russ from Eau Claire.
Okay.
I'm going to say, hopefully not, but a toothbrush.
A toothbrush.
A toothbrush. Why would you say toothbrush?
I feel like it's an item we use, but don't really think that it needs to be replaced.
And I'm sorry, I didn't catch. What's your first name?
Russ.
R-U-S-S.
All
right,
a
Russ.
A toothbrush. I can see why that would make sense. One of these every 3 years.
Because?
That's absolutely right.
You're the winner. You're going to Culver's. Get yourself a free concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins. Russ, when's the last time you bought a toothbrush?
I think 2 weeks ago.
it's on his mind.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
All right, the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. And what do we know about the world's oldest chicken, Sam?
So we're looking at just this really interesting article here. There's a Texas woman who has a pet chicken that has been recognized by Guinness World Records as the oldest living chicken at 14 years.
Yes, Sonia Hall, a resident of Little Elm, Texas, hatched her chicken named Pearl in her incubator on March 13th, 2011.
Due to her age, Pearl, the chicken's mobility is limited, so she now spends much of her time in the family's laundry room.
Huh.
However, she enjoys coming out to watch television and interacts well with the family's elderly cat and a new kitten.
Pearl, what about radio? Give radio a try. Though Pearl's egg production has decreased, she laid an egg shortly after being named a world record holder a couple months ago. The previous record holder, a chicken named Peanut from Illinois, passed away on Christmas of 2023 at 21 years and 238 days old. Pearl's got a way to go to get that.
Of all of the pets that I think I would allow in the house, I don't know that a chicken would be at the top of the list.
And is
you
that,
know, those things can be kind of messy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I mean, I was thinking of this story. It makes me think of our ferret, Gizmo. Not that he's like a chick, but he's getting up there. He has grayed some. He has slowed some. And so I don't know how long ferrets live, but we've had him the whole time. And he'd been somebody else's pet for a while, but we've had him since we got back from Liberia for more than 7 years. So
oh, my
he's,
goodness.
He's like close to nine, probably.
I'm sorry. We need to back up a second. You have a ferret named Gizmo.
Yes. Do you want to come over and meet him?
I kind of do now. Okay. I kind of do now. Okay.
Yeah.
The Wake Up Show. There you have it. The world's oldest chicken and a ferret named Gizmo.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about here.
That's how I'll title the segment of the podcast.
I love it.
All right. You know, the KISS principle is keep it simple, silly. So anyhow, we're trying to keep in mind simplicity boosts well-being, Sam.
That's right. There are some scientists out of New Zealand who wanted to understand how simple living affects people's happiness.
Yeah, they surveyed about 643 people. 1,643. That's not about. That's specifically. To find out what really makes a difference.
The study discovered something surprising. Sharing with others and being part of a community made people happier than just owning fewer things.
Yeah, the researchers called this sharing behavior beneficence. And it was the biggest factor in making people feel good about their lives.
It just makes me think about one of those kids shows from Big Idea Productions I used to watch when I was little, 3-2-1 Penguins.
Okay.
They had an episode all about sharing. And
yeah.
I always remember that. So it's not just for the kids, folks. So people in the study practiced simple living in six different ways. One of those was owning fewer material things.
Another is saving resources like water and energy.
Also buying from local businesses.
Growing their own food.
Getting involved in their community.
And balancing work and personal time.
People who lived simply reported feeling more satisfied with life and more connected to their communities.
They also saw improvements in their relationships, health, and living situations.
You know, I perk up at growing their own food.
Huh.
Because you know something I've always wanted to do?
Is what?
Homestead.
Okay.
Like legit homestead, because there is something, and this is from not even, this is from, I know some people who homestead, and I've kind of just been in that environment. When I spent time in Arkansas, a lot of my friends down there were homesteaders. And so I can kind of testify that there is something about the, like a small community of homesteaders where it's simple and there's a lot of happy people. And so I can kind of see how that plays out.
So by that, do you mean just kind of like living off the land?
Essentially.
Okay.
Not going to a grocery store or doing anything like that, but in a very large sense, you could say, yeah, uh-huh. Living off the land, growing your food, hunting, and, uh-huh. and all of that sort of thing. And a lot of these people that I spent time with in Arkansas, they built all their own houses, too, uh-huh. from the ground up. And
yeah.
so, I don't know. I can really see that. How that simple living, absolutely, that would definitely boost your well-being.
I mean, that is taking it the next step, I guess, if you want to.
Right, exactly.